Good evening. So I said at the beginning, this is the second Sunday of Easter, but more famously called Divine Mercy, which is a new feast. But you may discover tonight that it may be your favorite feast of all, and that you'll remember this day more than just tonight. You know, this is the second Sunday of Easter. We have, I think, 6 or 7 Sundays of Easter because we celebrate Easter for several weeks because it is the most important event of the year. If Jesus had not been risen from the dead, I'd be out of a job. But it really is the most central event. And yet, out of nowhere comes this feast of Divine Mercy. This came from Pope John Paul II, who was commenting on these vision from Sister Faustina, a Polish nun from the 1930s. And she had this vision of Christ. And this is what that image looks like. And Pope John Paul wanted every church around the world to have this image on this particular Sunday. So why is this Sunday so significant? I think for two reasons. Pope John was reflecting on a deeper meaning of tonight's gospel, and maybe about his own life as well. This gospel begins with the disciples in a room that is locked. For fear of the Jews, as it says in the gospel, because Jesus has just been crucified, and when you crucify the leader, then you go after the followers. That was the way it worked. You went for the leader, then you went for the crowd, the followers. So they're hiding. They're afraid. They're frightened. But they're frightened and afraid and worried about more than just the crowd. There is someone else they're afraid about. Can you guess who that might be? They're actually afraid of Jesus. They're afraid of our Lord. They have heard that he has risen from the dead. And now they are afraid that he's after them. Because remember, they know that the last thing that Jesus saw about them was them running away, was them abandoning him, was them leaving him. They recognize that Jesus' last memory of them is their betrayal. And in those days, betrayal meant revenge. Abandonment meant retaliation. Betrayal meant getting even and getting back. And if this person is the Son of God, then if he gets back, if he gets revenge, if he gets retaliation, it's really going to hurt. And so they're in a room that's locked. It makes sense if you think about it. They are afraid. See, we live now, 2,000 years later, we know all the stories of Jesus after the resurrection, how different he was. They didn't know that. They lived a long time ago. They lived before even St. Bruno's was a parish. They lived a long time, and they were worried that Jesus would come and seek revenge. Let me see if you can share that experience with the disciples. Maybe you have a memory of betraying someone. Maybe you can think back to a time when you hurt someone really, really seriously. Or maybe someone betrayed you. Or maybe someone abandoned you. Or maybe someone hurt you in a very serious way. And you keep that memory really locked up deep down inside. And maybe you've never told anyone. Maybe you've never confessed it. But you keep it in a locked room, like these disciples were in a locked room. And then one of the most amazing verses in the gospel, it says, while the disciples were in a locked room, Jesus came and appeared to them. Perhaps it is only Jesus who can enter a locked room. Perhaps it's only Jesus who can come into that place that's locked inside of your heart, of your mind, of your soul, that you've been protecting all these years. And perhaps it is only Jesus who can come in there and say to you what he says to the disciples in this gospel. Because when he comes into that locked room and they see him, and I'm sure their first reaction was horror and fright and fear, and the very first thing that Jesus says to them is, peace be with you. Mercy, the image of mercy and the image of peace. I have not come for retaliation. I have not come for revenge. I have not come to get back at you at all. I have come to bring peace and mercy and to encourage you to have a changed life. And that whatever was that you were doing wrong and hurting other people, that you would from this day forward not do that anymore. And that you would have a changed life and walk in my footsteps where you will find happiness from now on. And I think the disciples were so powerfully affected by that that it changed their lives. And on Pentecost, they burst out of that room and did go around the world and bring the entire world to this person of Jesus. Sister Faustina had an image of that, of this kind of river of peace and mercy coming from the heart of Jesus. And so this painting reflects that. And it's done in a certain style so that the rivers of mercy coming out are what you can see from a long distance away. So if you were to come in from the back of the church, you might say that the face of Jesus is too small to figure out, but you can see those rivers of mercy coming out from a long way away, so that there is no mistaking, no misunderstanding, that you will never doubt that when Jesus is looking in your locked room and he sees what you have done and you are embarrassed about all these years ago, when he's looking at you, he is also saying peace and mercy to you, and that you will never forget that message. And I think John Paul resonated with this message not only because Sister Faustina was Polish, but John Paul knew that during the time he lived, 20, 30 million people died in the First World War, 120 million people died in the Second World War, 30 million people died between the wars, 10 to 20 to 30 million people died shortly after the war, 200 million people dying in the 20th century. It was the bloodiest century in the history of the world from these atheist regimes, military Japan, Soviet Union, communist China, and Hitler, Nazi Hitler. These atheist regimes had killed so many people. Sister Faustina knew that people had much sinfulness in their hearts, and they needed to have a message of peace and mercy to come around. So yes, once a year, we have this message of divine mercy on Divine Mercy Sunday, but I think this message is really something that we can take throughout the year. Never let us ever forget the peace and mercy that Jesus wants so fully to come to us each and every day, just so that we might have a changed life for the better.